Blackstone Audio presents City of Tranquil Light by Beau Caldwell. For Kate and Scotty and Ron, real and constant blessings in my life, with love. Shepherd Teacher. Suppose it is an autumn day, fine and clear and cool. Late afternoon, when the sun nears the horizon and turns the sky into a watercolor of pastels. It is beautiful, as though God is showing off. As you approach the city, you first see its wall, an immense gray brick structure that is as solid as it is imposing, nearly as wide as it is high, some 30 feet. If you are coming from the east, it will be in sharp silhouette against the lovely changing sky. Near the city, the air begins to smell of smoke, but mostly it has the sweet, clean scent of the ripening winter wheat in the surrounding fields. From a distance, the city may not look like much. Only that dark wall is visible, and what can that tell you? Some say the cities in the North China Plain are by and large alike, one indistinguishable from another. To them, this one might look like any other, but it is not. I can testify to this, for it is the place on this earth that I love the most. The city in which my wife and I lived for nearly 25 years among beggars and bandits and farmers and scholars and peasants, people whom we deeply loved. The name of the city is Quang Ping Chong, City of Tranquil Light, and although I now reside in Southern California and have for many years, that faraway place remains my home. And it is often in my thoughts. Above my bed hang three Chinese...